The report was looking at the systems now as much as what happened then. So it really doesn't tell us very much more than we knew already about what actually happened to baby P. But what it does tell us is that there was a catalogue of errors and mistakes which persist in the child protection services in Haringey, of organisations which aren't managed properly, where people aren't being supervised properly, where different agencies aren't talking to each other properly. All the sort of mistakes that actually we thought had been put right after the Victoria Clambier inquiry not only were wrong in the case of Baby P, but are still wrong in Haringey today. And that is why Ed Balls described it as a devastating, damning verdict.
We've had two senior members of Haringey Council resign. A third was sacked. What were the failings in senior management in Haringey?
I think I'm still struggling to come on top of exactly what it is, but there was basically a failure to organise the supervision of individuals and failure to have the proper systems in place. The buck does stop at the top. The people at the political top pretty immediately accepted their responsibility and resigned. And then we had this rather unusual intervention by Ed Balls, using powers that nobody really knew before that he had, in a 1996 Education Act to secure the dismissal of the Director of Children's Services.
And there's still the possibility of a public inquiry. He hasn't ruled it out anyway.
I think he's spoken about it in language which makes it very unlikely. Lord Laming, he was the man who did the inquiry into the Victoria Clambier case and whose recommendations formed the basis for policy since. He's done a quick review of how that policy is working. Perhaps unsurprisingly, he says it's working fine. It was his policy. It was a good one. But he's also made the point that a public inquiry into this would distract what he regards as useful effort going on in many parts of England, that there shouldn't be one. And as I understand it, Ed Balls has accepted that advice. So there's still pressure for a public inquiry, but the line has been from the relevant minister that he doesn't want to have one.
Apart from the removal or the departure of the senior council personnel, what measures have been taken by Ed Balls to protect children in the immediate future in Haringey?
I think partly it does involve personnel because he's brought in from Hampshire a very respected director of children's services, John Coughlin, who's brought in a favoured deputy. There's another respected person from senior world of social work who's going to go in and chair the local safeguarding children arrangements, the inter-agency arrangements, and they've got to crack on changing the systems. There's a plethora of other inquiries with Ofsted still on the case, with the Healthcare Commission looking into more. I think there'll be reports most months for a good while to come. And I think the other thing is that everybody, if they didn't know before, knows how important this area of work is. I think there'll be tremendous attention to detail on the ground and in boardrooms up and down the world of local government.